This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Online transactions have never been more important, especially as we move into a more contactless, wireless world in the wake of COVID-19. So today I have Joe Camille Ahmad, CEO and founder of BetterPay, here to discuss how they help merchants and businesses streamline online transactions.
Yeah, I'm Joe, currently the founder and CEO of BetterPay. We are a payment platform which helps merchants get paid at the fastest speed possible. Now, personally for myself, I've been an entrepreneur since, 10, 15 years ago, doing many different businesses, right? Recently, for about 3 to 4 years, I've been focusing a lot in payment sector because I believe that that is the future. And payments are inherently very simple. But what people don't know is that when you go and swipe or make a payment, what goes in the background is a lot of friction. So the effect of that is, although somebody makes a payment instantly, merchants usually get the funds much later. Mm. So my company aims to improve that process and make sure that merchants get paid at the fastest possible time.
I see. That's really interesting. And you mentioned that you sort of took more of an interest in the financial sector only 3-4 years ago. Mm-hmm. What were you doing before that, even though it was entrepreneurial in nature?
It's mainly all in IT, software, software development, Web 2.0.
Right.
Right. But we saw potential in payments as the next wave of revolution in terms of technology advancements.
Yeah. So you already had the tech background and then you took a personal interest in the financial background. So now it's sort of merged together to go into fintech, right, as a sector.
Yes, exactly.
Fantastic. Now, from my understanding as well, BetterPay is a subsidiary of an internationally publicly listed fintech company called Fatfish Group. Can you explain a little bit about that and how that came about?
Yeah, we started in about 2018. At that time, we realized that although Malaysia is a sufficient market, but really to grow, we need to look at a bigger regional or even global level. So we figured that we start on a regional level first. And we went pitching to a few VCs, investors, and we came across Fatfish and their vision. They are actually a venture builder, a listed company in Australia. And their vision and where they were headed resonates with where our vision is. Mm. So hence, we agreed to be part of AFG, which is ASEAN FinTech Group. It's the fintech arm of Fatfish Group.
I see, right. And so I'm assuming that, in starting up BetterPay, you did have some sort of funding or help from Fatfish as well, because they are a VC, right?
Yeah, they are VC. But when we started, we are all self-funded.
I see.
Because of, I'm a serial entrepreneur.
Yes.
So as an entrepreneur, sometimes you need to bootstrap.
Right? Okay, yes.
So when we started, at that time, we were known as Click and Pay.
Right.
Now we know it's BetterPay. There's a story behind it. I'll share.
We will get to that shortly. Yes.
So at that time, as you know, in fintech, right, the important factor is trust, because merchants will need to trust us with financial transactions. Now, on one hand, of course, you need to be apply for the relevant regulatory requirements,
certifications,
and all that. But when we started, we did it ourselves. And to fund, we actually undertook software projects. We helped companies build their payment systems. And then we realized that, hey, there's a lot of these companies who are facing similar problems. So why not we build a product so that it makes it easier for these companies to actually get paid at the fastest time possible, right? Because we've been doing the similar things, but we attacked it on a, on a project basis. So when we did that, we realized that to build trust, especially with the financial institutions, we need to be part of a bigger group which has financial standing as well as relevance in the ASEAN region. Hence, we chose to be with AFG as it aligns with our future plans of growth.
Okay, really interesting. You mentioned that you do have to go through a lot of regulatory hoops, right, in order to run a company like this in the financial sector. Tell me a little bit about that process and what that was like.
So that process was hard, to put it not too bluntly, blood, tears and sweat. Right? But mainly, we figured that, okay, on one hand, we could basically just go apply to the central bank, but that would take a long time, right? Namely, the processes involved. So what we did was basically, okay, let's try to talk to the financial institutions, because financial institutions are already licensed. Mm-hmm. Right? They have services. They're already licensed. What if we could actually dangle a carrot? Hey, Mr. Financial Institution, we have a solution that can help you retain your customers better, service your customers better, right? So in that way, we can limit our need to actually go for the normal approval. This is, you know, when you're bootstrapped, you need to be a bit creative in that, right?
So in a way, you're sort of piggybacking on the institutions that are already licensed, right?
Exactly.
That's really fascinating as well. And you, of course, did mention that you have a rebranding story. You used to be called Click and Pay. Click with a Q, also, I feel like I need to clarify. And now you have rebranded as Better Pay. So tell me that story.
When I tell people we are Click and Pay, right? Mm-hmm. We started noticing when they email us back, all sorts of different spelling came out.
Oh, no.
A C, a Click and Pay, some with a Q, some with an A-N-D, some with an N.
Right.
So regarding marketing branding, we decided to, what if we figured out a name that if I just mention it once, 100% of people will know how to spell it.
Right.
Right. So that's one. And then we feel that, you know, Click and Pay is actually, okay, you click and pay. But our solution, which is helping merchants get paid at the fastest point possible, means that we are better than the incumbent payment solutions or payment gateways out there.
Right.
So we are better, right? So we are Better Pay.
Better Pay.
Right?
I think that's also really one of those things that sometimes you want to differentiate yourself from the crowd and you want to go with a unique name. And then as you start to operate, all these teething problems pop up, right? With, you know, you have to make sure that it's a name that your consumers can be familiar with. And immediately it's a clarifying thing, right? You know, you got to make sure. Because even when I was looking at it, I was like, the Click is spelled with a Q. And if you said that to me, in my brain, it would be like C-L-I-C-K, you know.
So the problem is that I was trusting our designer who came up with a very nice, you know, kind of...
sometimes the pretty stuff doesn't quite work out practically, let's say, right? But I think, you know, it's one of those things as well where now you also have a better understanding of your brand purpose as well, which is to become a better form of payment, right? Yep. A better payment gateway. So I think that is also very interesting. Now, your whole business model is helping merchants and businesses, like you said, to be paid faster. How on earth does that work? Take me a little bit through the back end process and what part of the process you are streamlining.
Okay. Now, usually when, let's say, a merchant, entrepreneur, an online store wants to actually start selling products online, you know, they have their websites and everything. The next part is basically, okay, we need to connect to a payment gateway. That's the first thing on their mind, right? So give me a list of payment gateways. Okay, payment gateway A, this is the rates, this is the settlement speed. And we figured that most payment gateways, either the merchants will get the funds next day, once a week, or next week. So we thought that, now, what if we can get the funds instantly? So there's no need for merchants to wait. Because we see a trend now that payments should be getting faster and faster and faster without any disruptions, right? So how do you do that? Now, if we were to actually take the funds, then pay out, there'll be a lot of administrative work involved because we need to take the funds, keep it, and then send it to merchants, right? So we came up with the idea of, why don't we talk to the banks? Right. So what we do essentially is a website. Usually it's a website, a payment gateway, and the bank, right? So in this case, we connect your website directly to your bank account.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
We bypass the middle person. We ensure the fastest available funds available for the merchants. So when a buyer pays for an item in your website, you will get the funds instantly. The funds travel instantly from the buyer's bank account to the seller's bank account, bypassing the middle person.
So, and please do correct me if I'm wrong, this sounds to me like essentially it's closer to, I guess, a personal transaction, right? Because, you know, when you use let's say, a banking app to transfer money to another person on a personal level, right, to your own bank account, that can be instant. You can use, for example, I think Do It Now, I believe, is the tool, right, to enable an instant transfer. Right. So you're basically doing something like that, but for businesses from their consumers.
Correct, exactly.
I see.
Now, as you correctly mentioned, that for consumers, yes, you know, you transfer, give me your bank account, I'll transfer.
Mm.
In fact, some businesses actually do that to actually, you know, never mind, here's my bank account, please transfer, and then send me a WhatsApp of your bank statement and all that, right? So essentially, if the business grows, right, you cannot do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You need instant automation notification. So we provide that for our merchants.
Right.
So in a nutshell, we act like a payment gateway, except that we connect you direct to your bank account, right? So for merchants, I think it will make more sense to them if it's described that way.
And also, like you said, you know, that's also a problem which will be addressed when you scale up as well. Maybe when you first start out with a business, you can, in fact, personally attend to and get, you know, these WhatsApp receipts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you scale, you can't sort through hundreds, thousands of receipts at a time. So that's where you come in and you help to organize that system as well.
That's where the payment gateway comes in.
Hey.
But the payment gateway usually will hold the funds.
Uh-huh.
Business right now, okay, let me tell you, what's the advantage of having instant funds whenever your buyer pays? If let's say you're running a very large e-commerce site with 10,000 transactions, right? Now, when you get your funds earlier, number one, what it does is basically it frees up your cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you actually take money from buyers, you actually need to pay your suppliers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you get the funds instantly, you can action immediate responses or immediate flow after that.
Mm.
Now, the example, if you're a marketplace, in a marketplace, you have your, your sellers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you usually have to pay your sellers, right? If you get your funds instantly, you can actually action, okay, to your merchants, if you join my marketplace, I will settle your funds in the same day. So it gives you a competitive advantage rather than going through a normal channel of I will get paid once my payment gateway settles the funds.
You avoid that sort of like stagnation in the process, right? And you actually can speed up everything and make sure that everything runs a lot smoother.
Correct.
And that in and of itself makes everything more efficient as well for you as a business.
Yes, exactly.
I see. All right, well, it's time to take a short break. But after that, I will continue speaking to Joe Kamil Ahmad, CEO and founder at BetterPay, here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Business Filled Minds, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and here with me is Joe Kamil Ahmad. He's the CEO and founder of BetterPay. And today we're talking about how they help merchants and businesses get their payment faster. Very important to free up cash flow. Before the break, we talked about the inception of BetterPay, as well as Joe's previous entrepreneurship experience and how it has all led here to fintech, essentially. So I also want to ask a little bit about the user experience in general and consumer education. I think maybe I'm speaking personally. Numbers scare me. Data scares me. I'm not necessarily a completely technologically illiterate person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think something like this can be a bit intimidating to people who have not encountered this kind of technology before.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about that and what it's like to educate the consumers that you have, the clients that you work with, about this product.
Okay. So in our experience, right, when we actually went out and start pitching, the first thing whenever we say we are payment gateway is they ask us, okay, what's your rates? What is your settlement speed? Right? So when we tell them that these are our rates, right, our settlement speed is zero. You get it instantly. You got blank look, right?
Right.
I thought that, you know,
there has to be speed.
A speed, right? So we said no. And actual fact, you can do this. In actual fact, for larger merchants, they do that. Larger merchants, I mean the really big scale merchants, they connect to the bank. You can do it. But banks or financial institutions are specializing in what they do, providing financial services, not IT services, right? So we told them that basically, it's okay. We are partnered with several financial institutions as long as you have an account with them. you go through us, your experience will be similar to any other payment gateways, except that now funds will travel instantly to your account.
Mm.
So they were surprised. Some of them were skeptical, right? So our strategy in that is basically, never mind, we'll go together with the banks. You know, so we actually went out and, you know, after a few trial and errors, we actually went out with financial institutions and let's pitch together, right? So then we are riding on the brand and the trust of the financial institutions.
Mm.
And we always tell our customers, especially our large customers, is that the financial institutions trust us. Why not you?
Right. You have that legitimacy because you're being accompanied by a representative of, I guess, what people would call a more traditional or legitimate financial institution, right?
So the journey in that took some time because financial institutions are not usually doing that.
Mm.
Usually they sell products, right?
Yes.
You want this, you want this, you want this, right? But we try to educate the financial institutions and our banks and partners. Now, it's okay. We'll work with your sales team. We'll work with your relationship managers, right? We'll come up with the process, right? You can open the lead. We can come in.
Mm.
So I believe that, you know, we need to be innovative in that.
Yes.
In that area of how do we actually get large customers in.
Yeah.
And so far, this is very good. Just sharing to you some numbers. For last year, 2021, our GMV, we processed about 2.4 billion ringgit last year. And for 2022, we are on track to actually even double that.
Mm.
Right? So, and more companies see, hey, why do I need my money parked at a middle person?
Mm.
Why not directly into my bank account? So that's what we are doing right now.
Right.
In educating the consumers. Now, this is possible, right? If you were to connect directly to, let's say, a bank, you need an IT team.
Mm.
So what we do is basically provide a very simple APIs so any web developer can actually connect your website to your bank account with very minimal technical skills, right?
So this sounds like a win-win situation for everyone, right? The merchants are able to get their payment on time and you get to solve a problem. Where on earth does your revenue come from in this whole model here?
Yeah, the straight secret there, but...
I gotta know, I gotta ask.
You gotta know, I know. As in all payment processing, our revenue comes from the transactional fees.
Mm.
We charge a small percentage amount
mm-hmm.
to provide this real-time settlement collection feature. And we have commercial arrangements with our acquiring partners on how this percentage is derived.
Mm-hmm.
So hence, we still, of course, we need to make revenue.
Of course.
Right? So we have several ways that we work with our acquiring partners on how that happens.
I see.
So it will differ from financial institutions to financial institutions. Right?
Got it.
That's generally it.
That's generally
I won't go deeper into how the process is.
That's fine, because I also understand that part of that a revenue generation is also the initial setup fee as well, I'm assuming. That does go directly to you?
Yeah, but the setup fee, in actual fact, is if your viewers or your listeners go to our website, it's very, very minimal.
Yes. So I did take a look. I believe that you have three price points. You've got 50 ringgit, 100 ringgit, and 220 ringgit. The most of which is the 220, is this one-time setup fee. Everything is sorted. Go and have fun.
Correct.
Idea, right?
One-time setup fee, mainly for the administrative purposes. Because remember, we are connecting you to your acquirers directly.
Right.
So we handle all the work in working with your banking partners, sorting out all the relevant forms and everything, right?
Mm-hmm,
so hence the setup fee is mainly just to cover that, right? If we can, in fact, very soon we'll be launching another new revolutionary product out there that can automatically help merchants that have subscriptions collect payments automatically.
Mm-hmm.
At a much lower cost than traditional credit card collection. I'm talking about subscriptions such as, you know, on a smaller scale, be a gym membership. On a larger scale, being an insurance company. Now, traditionally, for those very large organizations, in order to collect, let's say, monthly premiums, usually they use direct debit, you know?
Yeah.
Customers need to fill up a form. It gets processed and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
To onboard that will take typically about 3 to 4 weeks with the banks.
Yes.
With our solution, we can enroll a customer in as little as 3 minutes.
Okay.
And not only that, mm-hmm. once you have done that, your system or your website or your IT team can collect payments, can pull payments from other customers' accounts automatically using our simple APIs. Now, that might sound a bit scary to some people, right? But rest assured, the solution that we provide are certified with the financial institutions, and the authentication are bank-grade encryption level.
Yeah, I was definitely about to ask, you know, you mentioned that you handle a massive amount of financial transactions right. on a very regular basis. And right now, there is a lot of fear, I guess, you know, in terms of a lot of people are encountering scams, you know, right. phishing links, for example. I mean, I think, you know, there was a case of someone who lost, you know, thousands of ringgit in a minute just because someone ended up being able to access all of her payment information. I mean, and that was sort of my question. How do you ensure and reassure the merchants that, you know, mm-hmm. these are secure transactions and that there's, you know, at least a very, 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 very minimal risk of, right. you know, right. Being hacked, scammed, right. anything like that?
Yeah, I agree. Recently, there's several cases where even mobile phones were hacked yeah. and all that, right? Now, for our solution, as I mentioned, we rely on our banking partners' mm-hmm. Security, right? Now, in that sense, banks usually, whenever there is a breach, they will take action
yep.
on the actual education of consumers. For example, don't share your TAC, don't download malware. Mm. Now, those things we also recommend to our customers. Of course, as you know, hackers or scammers will try to find a way.
Yeah.
Right? Education plays a big part.
Mm.
Right? So we also do material sharing together with our banking partners.
Mm.
Now, on the automatic recurring, yes, because some customers might be hesitant. What you mean the merchant can go in and...
The commitment is scary, right?
Yeah. Take the account, right?
yeah.
Yes. But at the same time, we also give the facility for the customers. It's okay. You can authorize. Let's say I'm going to give an authorization right now. You can come in and take funds from my account every month as per what we agreed. So, but if the customers say, no, I want to stop, traditionally, they have to go to fill up another form.
Right.
We also provide that facilities to the merchants. You can now allow your customers to self-terminate.
Mm.
So we improve the speed. You get your funds faster, right? We reduce the administration paperwork, right? And we give the option your customers can cancel anytime.
Mm.
So that helps to comfort
yeah.
the merchants on that matter.
Definitely. You know, I think that's one of the biggest obstacles, right? Of running a company sometimes, all the paperwork and all the processes that you have to go through, all the hoops that you have to jump through as well. And it's kind of exhausting. You know, you want to focus on, you know, creating new products. You want to focus on getting your name out there. And you can't necessarily do that if you're bogged down with all these invoices, right,
yes.
necessarily. Or, you know, sometimes again, like you said, especially during the pandemic, I mean, many businesses' cash flow was directly impacted.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those solutions, right, that helps to navigate those problems for sure.
One of our product is actually our e-invoicing.
Yes.
Which actually materialized earlier but solidified during the MCO.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Through our banking partners, they have their large customers, very traditional businesses doing like billions in sales but still relying on check payments for collection. So when MCO hit them, they called the banks.
Yeah.
How There's do I collect
be a solution
payments,
here,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Then banks came and see us. Please come up with an idea. So we came up with an idea, okay, because these customers, we need to do collection. They need to send invoices. Now, the recipient of the invoices, sometimes because of MCO, or maybe because they're using MCO as a reason, maybe I won't pay. I can delete the payment, right?
Right.
No, so what we came up with a solution is basically, hey, company, just send us a list of all your invoices, the amount, the name, the phone number. Our system will automatically send out those invoices via a variety of channels, by SMS, by emails, and we'll embed a link for payment options so that when the customers pay, it goes straight to your bank account again.
Mm.
Again, the instant settlement feature.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this will help them improve their collection, right? So when we did that, we have several customers, even large, what do you call it, colleges and universities, who's now, even though it's not MCO, started doing that, right? Mm. So we improve their collection, but at the same time, once they have collected their funds, we can also update the accounting system. That's crucial for large enterprises.
Right.
I know I can collect, but how do I reconcile with my accounting system?
Mm. So it's a long-term change as well.
Yeah, so that's next. We have solutions for that as well, or we are building those solutions in place as well.
Brilliant. Right. Well, I'm so excited to see where else BetterPay goes and what other interesting products that you have for merchants. But unfortunately, that does come to the end of our conversation today. But thank you, Joe, for talking to me all about BetterPay today.
Yes, thank you for having me here. You know, I'm so excited with the payment landscape in Malaysia and also in the ASEAN region. As you know, Web3 is coming soon. And again, if you look at Web3, it's all about faster payments, instant payments. So BetterPay is here to help our merchants improve their collection, get paid faster, secure your funds, bypass middle person. Right, that's mainly our focus.
So, brilliant.
Again, thanks, Christine, for having me here.
No worries. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Joe Kamil Ahmad, CEO and founder at BetterPay. This is Open for Business. And of course, if you've missed this conversation for whatever reason, you can go ahead and download our app. Our app is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. And of course, you can also head over to bfm.my to listen back to our podcast and download it as well. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.